Yael, wake up.
What? Oh, sorry, Don.
Yael, it looks like you could use a vacation in outer space.
Don, I'm too tired for jokes.
I'm not joking. Scientists monitored the sleep of 5 astronauts on the International Space Station and discovered that weightlessness actually improves sleep.
It does?
Yes. One common sleeping disorder, known as sleep apnea, happens when the muscles in your airway relax to the point that the airway collapses and closes.
You mean you stop breathing?
Right. And then your body jars you awake so the airway can reopen. This only takes a few seconds, but the cycle repeats itself throughout the night and prevents you from reaching deep sleep. In weightless conditions, instances like these were reduced by half. Snoring was virtually eliminated.
I don't snore.
Sure you don't. But many people spend up to 17% of their sleeping time snoring, and weightlessness reduced that to 1%.
Oh, okay. Well, even if I did snore, which I don't, it's not like I can book a trip to the International Space Station.
Still, this study is important because it shows that gravity plays a major role in sleeping disorders. Understanding how gravity affects the respiratory system and how it acts differently on a person lying down than on a person standing up will help scientists figure out how to help people like you who are having trouble sleeping. After all, sleeping disorders like sleep apnea increase the risk for things like high blood pressure, cardiac arrest, and, of course, auto accidents. Yael? Yael? Oh, well. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. For Yael Cassander, I'm Don Glass.